Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Matthew chapter 4 verse 19. These are Jesus's words unto the disciples, and he saith unto them, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Hallelujah. He said unto them, follow me. My dear brothers and sisters, most people who decide to grow personally find their first mentors in the pages of the books. That is a great place to start. For that matter, it's a great place to continue. And the wisdom that's found in Scripture makes the Bible the best mentor's manual ever written. If you're not reading it daily, you are robbing yourself of the greatest source of inspiration and illumination. And at some point, if you are wise, you will also look for a role model to mentor you. No matter how gifted and experienced you are, you will go further with the right mentor than you will on your own. Jesus, the greatest mentor of all, discipled a group of men who changed the world forever. The Bible records, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Note, the words follow me and I will make you, just as the right mentor can make you, the wrong mentor can break you. So you need to pray about this. Then you must do something about it. Why? Because if you follow only yourself, you may find yourself going in circles and getting nowhere. So my dear brothers and sisters, it's so important for you and me to have the mentorship of Jesus through the Word of God, and by the leading of His Holy Spirit, that we submit to the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, lead me and guide me and teach me your ways. And have godly mentors around you, men and women who can speak to your heart, and God will bless you and honor you. Amen. So it's important to be mentored by God and mentored by godly men around you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day, O God. We are grateful to you because you never fail, you never change. And Lord, you called us to yourself that you will make us into fishers of men. That was what you called your disciples to be. They were fishers of men. They were first fishing in the sea. And then you called them and you made them fishers of men. O Lord God Almighty, I thank you. Every disciple of the Lord Jesus who is called a disciple will be fishers of men. In the name of the Lord, they will win souls for Jesus. They will, O Lord, catch them. They will bring them. They will go an extra mile. They'll patiently wait and pray. And Lord, sow the seed of the gospel and reap the harvest of souls into your kingdom. Give us that grace, O Father, in the name of the Lord. And I thank you. But in the process of our journey of faith, give us good mentors, great mentors, O Father. We know that we have you, we have Jesus, we have the Spirit of God. And yes, that is more than sufficient. But at the same time, give us godly men and women, friends of Christ, O Lord, who will mentor us and coach us. I thank you. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Oh, Father, I rebuke every manner of sickness from their bodies and I command the healing virtue of Christ to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet and I speak healing into them. Right now, right here, because your word tells us that by your stripes we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.